Hello everyone and welcome to the video podcast edition of I'm Not Drunk, I'm Autistic. I'm Nara Birch. I have a new camera. Well, it's technically not new, but I got a charger for it. So I'm pretty excited about the qualities. Also, I am so sorry if I'm breathing heavily. I have POTS, which, if you don't know what that is, check out my episode on it, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, and in order to get the correct camera angle, I kept having to go into a stress position, which for me means, like, crouching down, and it was happening a lot, like, 5 times while I tried to get, like, the frame in the background. Don't mind my ends poking out of my sweater. Everyone ignore those. It took a second, but I did it. I'm here. I'm more crystal clear, I hope. I used the gorgeous Latrice here as a focus to see if it was clear or not, so fingers crossed. I like doing that. Breathing is good. But hi, how y'all doing? I am a mess right now. When am I not, though? It's been a really, really rough week. Oh, trigger warnings for, like, talks about suicide. Because it's been a really rough week, and that's what I want to talk about. I had a very scary week. Let me talk about something fun first. Let me talk about what I'm knitting. Let me do that first. Let's start this off on the right foot together. I'm knitting. It's called the Violet Waffles Hat. I'm not sure who it's by, but it's a free pattern on Ravelry. It's really cool. It's just like this nice little waffle texture. It's super easy. It's like a really squishy thing. It's a hat for somebody we know who's going through chemo right now. So I got really soft yarn. It's Barocco Comfort in the colorway Licorice. It's like a worsted weight one. Yeah, I love this pattern. I see myself making 1,000 more of these in the future. Like, it's just so easy. This has taken me, like, 3 days. I should probably have my posture better. I can just feel my ballet teacher wrapping me in the back with a cane. But I really like the hat. The yarn's not my favorite yarn in the world, but it's working. And then I'm wearing my Happy Meal of Yore sweater, which is a pattern that's called Ursa by Jacqueline something. It's on Ravelry. Go on Ravelry. If you like to knit or crochet, go on Ravelry. It will change your life. It will suck you into the life force of patterns. Ugh, I'm obsessed. And I'm also wearing a hat that I'm not going to tell you the name of the hat because it makes me feel self-conscious and... Yeah, but the pattern's Hermione Hearts Ron. It's also a free pattern. I like free patterns. The sweater's not free. I treated myself to that. Let's get back into it. I had a week where I felt more suicidal than I have ever felt in my life. Ever. I felt like I had just completely given up. And it was terrifying. My fiance was there. He helped me through this. There were no... I didn't do anything, but I got closer than I ever have before. And I honestly don't know what would have happened if he left me alone. I'm sorry if this is too much, but, like, I need to talk about this to somebody, and I feel like it might help somebody. And if it's not for you, that's cool, and I hope you're doing okay, and I love you, and I'll see you later. But if you are here for the roller coaster of emotions that my little autistic brain goes through, I felt so done, and I know what caused it. So I had a freelance check that I was supposed to get two months ago, that was worth $500, and I didn't get it until, like, a few days ago. Sorry, I'm trying not to sneeze. Sorry, but I got it, but it did... I had to pay a couple of, like, I had to do half of my car payment not on time, which scared the fuck out of me. I knew that they weren't going to come repossess my car over me not paying $118 when I paid, like, $150 already. But You know what? I've grown up in some abusive situations. I have. But I will give my parents this. There was money. I've never had to want for food or to worry about my lights being turned off. I am very lucky in that regard, and I do appreciate that. Despite the fact that my emotional state is in tatters, I was at least financially and, like, physically pretty well taken care of. Even with my, like, I am personally making less. I am choosing currently, partly by choice, partly because I just can't find a place that's gonna help me suit my emotional needs. So by that, I mean by choice, I'm choosing to make a little less money in order to work on my emotional state. So that's good, but it also means that when I run into an issue like a $500 check not being deposited when I need it to be, things get scary, and I made the choice to stop talking to my parents. I can't just call them and be like, hey, can you bring me some groceries? Like, I was scared. I was incredibly scared. It's not something I've ever had to go through before, and it made me very suicidal. Like, I was terrified. My fiance was terrified. We honestly need to come up with, this is something that we now know that it can get to that level, and I have to make some plans for the future about how to handle this. You know what the suckiest part was? Oh, man. So let me tell you how I spent my freelance check. Let's talk about something happy, because I went ham, but, like, in the best way, in the best way. I was responsible. Trust me. I bought glasses, which I didn't realize. So this is how bad my sense of time is, right? I thought I had gone to the eye doctor this May, like 3-4 months ago. I don't know. You can count. I can't. maybe you can't either. But I had gone to the eye doctor. I thought I had. No. I called them to get my prescription so I could order glasses online. I went a year ago in May. A year ago, and I completely thought that I had just had the wrong glasses for like 3 months. No, I've had the wrong fucking prescription for over a year and a half, because it's just not something that ever pops into my brain. And then by the time, like, my eyes started to, like, it got really bad, like, I was like, okay, as soon as my freelance check gets here, I'm gonna buy glasses, because they're falling apart, they're disgusting, I've had them for years. Whatever. The freelance check gets here. I bought glasses. I'm so excited. They are by Iris. Oh, fuck. I don't know how to say her last name. Iris Apfel. She's that really old lady who's, like, super cool and has a lot of cool glasses and accessories. She, like, designed a collection for Zenni Eyewear, and I got, like, these really cute red polka dot glasses. I am so excited. They will be here in 3 to 10 days. We are counting down in this household. 3 to 10 days will be here. I also paid off all of the bills that I owed, which I felt so good about. So I don't owe any money. I had let my electric and gas go for without being paid for a month for one of them and 2 months for the other, which terrified the fuck out of me, but I fixed that. We are back to square one. I also, like, I guess you could say I treated myself a little bit. One of my favorite sensory supports in the world is Bath and Body Works. It's called Fairy Tale. It has the scent notes, in case you're wondering, are pomegranate nectar, orange blossom, warm amber, and vanilla bean. And I adore it, and I haven't had it, like, the body wash, I can't tell you how long. And so I went and I got myself 3 of them because they had the buy 2 get 1 free sale. So I'm set for, like, months now, and every time I take a shower, like, I'm so happy. I'm so proud that I was like, you know what, this is a sensory support that I need, and I got it for myself, and it was just awesome. I did go to the yarn store. I had to buy yarn to knit somebody a hat who was going through chemo. Like, you have to go to the yarn store. I did treat myself to a skein of yarn, which is kind of super cool, but it was like $6. I got it from Joann's. It was a leopard. It knits up like a leopard print, apparently. I really hope that I can handle it sensory-wise. I feel like I can, but I'm really sensitive. Some of the softest hats I've ever knitted, I feel like I could wear it, but I can't. So I'm really hoping this one works. If not, I'll sell it. That's fine. But like, and then I had $150 in savings. Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. However, somebody may have gotten a speeding ticket that cost exactly $150 that we got like 2 days ago. We found in the mail. It was like from a traffic light. I'm pretty sure I thought the area was a 20 or a 35. It turned out to be 25 because I was going 38. And I tend to go about 3 to 5 miles over the speed limit when I drive. I am very autistic about that, like incredibly autistic about that. I know for a fact. So I'm assuming I thought it was 35 and it turned out to be a 25. So we might ask for a hearing. We might just pay it. Either way, I at least have money in savings that I can use for that. Just pushed, stayed in savings for a little bit more. But anyways, I'm doing a lot better. I'm doing so much better. My glasses, I haven't read a physical book in a year and a half, which, I mean, like, I like, love books. I have a book tattoo. I adore books. Like, this camera is currently propped up on a stack of books. And I've been reading them on my phone, because you can, like, make them large print, but I truly haven't read a physical book in, like, a year and a half. And I am just so excited. I have, oh man, I wish it's the top one propping up the camera, otherwise I would show it to you. It's awesome. I'll show it to you guys the next time I do this. Maybe I'll have read it by then. Oh, fingers crossed. 3 to 10 days. 3 to 10 days. Really excited about that. It's a Janis Joplin book. It's called Love Janis. I think it's her sister put a collection of letters. This is apparently my stim for letters, in a book, in a, like a collection, and there's pictures of her, and I'm gonna read it, and it's gonna be so good. That's the first one, and then I actually have a copy of a book called Magic: A History, which reminds me of Harry Potter. So like, I'm not gonna lie, I will pretend I'm reading A History of Magic, which I've always wanted to read because that book always sounded so cool. But like, along the same veins, that's the second book I'm gonna read. I have plans. Oh, I feel like I got super off track, and I don't know how long I've been talking, and I don't know how long you guys want to watch me talk. So, I should end this? I'm trying to think. I personally love watching myself talk in stim, and like, I'm gonna enjoy myself so much watching this back over. But yeah, I think that's good. My goal, have a plan for next time. We might possibly fall into that absolute terrifying state. It is a little scary to think that I almost killed myself over $500. That is a sobering thought. I don't know. I'm trying. I know I have people in my life that I can reach out to. So I don't talk to any of my family except for one of my cousins and her mom, who is smart enough to get out of there. She divorced my uncle, but like, I still consider her my aunt, and I have her number now. So I have a grown-up's number. I have a grown-up. I know I'm almost 30, and I'm technically a grown-up, but when I'm in that state, I'm not a fucking grown-up. I am like the smallest, tiniest little mushroom you've ever seen in your life, and I can't do shit. So I do have like an adult's number, and I think I'm gonna call her next time that I'm in this kind of state, because I feel really bad about my fiance having to deal with it, because like, this is his first relationship. I'm the first person he's ever been with, and this is a lot. Even if he's been in other relationships before, he was like on suicide watch, and it was terrifying for him, and I felt so bad, but there was nothing I could do. And like, I couldn't keep my thoughts in, and I was telling him all of my thoughts, and it was, I just feel bad. He's doing cool. He's good too, though. But we have plans. Yeah. We have knitting. We have so much knitting. I'm actually blocking hats right now. I have these little guys. I stole this vase. My brother-in-law made it in, I don't know, some kind of middle school or high school class. Sorry, Aleko. I'm sorry I took this. We also took your label maker. I'm sorry. Those were the only things we stole from you. You didn't deserve that, but I really wanted a label maker. And this face. I don't think he's ever going to watch this. But yeah, I'm blocking hats on little balloons right now. I also have an oatmeal container, but that's not as cool as mine. I'm obsessed with this face. I'm so obsessed with this face. I love, clay things that people made in high school. We have a really cool ashtray. Every time we go to the thrift store, I try to rescue something because, I don't know. I'm kind of obsessed with those. I am. I'm kind of obsessed. But, yeah. Just knitting's gonna keep me sane. The money is back where it's supposed to be. We're back on track. Everything's good. We are hopefully gonna figure out that savings, and hopefully that 150 can stay in there. And yeah, I actually have a photo shoot I'm gonna do later with some hats today, so I'm gonna stop recording. I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much for watching me. My Instagram is fuckyouupfairy with underscores after each word. My email is theautisticpinup@gmail.com. Feel free to, if you guys just have questions you want me to answer or topics you want me to cover, please let me know. Please reach out to me because I want to answer your questions. We're a community here. We're a community. I want your input. So if you have anything like that, please let me know. If you wish to donate to me or the podcast, I have a Buy Me a Coffee link. And I think those are the only... I have articles on the Mighty that you should check out. I am a really good writer, if I do say so myself. No, let me tell you, I wrote this article. Okay, everybody should stop write what they're doing the second after they're done and go read this article. I published it on the website The Art of Autism. It's called How Knitting Stitched My Life Together. I wrote it 2 years ago when I was at my lowest point in jail with my ex-spouse, basically. And I read it a few days ago and cried. It is poetry. It is beautiful. I am so proud of myself. I am so proud of that article, and everybody should go read it. I'll put a little link in the description box. Please go read it. It is fantastic. I love it. I'm so proud of myself. Anyways, that's it. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.